Uncle Kelvin is going to come tell you a story.
Well, many of us have known the name and maybe even flown through the place, but most of us don't know the story. Butch was the son of a lawyer who worked with Al Capone. Yeah, that Al Capone. His father wound up testifying against the legendary gangster in a 1931 tax evasion trial, and Capone went to prison. Butch was in military school, and he won an appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy. He was fascinated by flying, learning to take off and land in tricky ocean winds. He got word that his father had been shot to death just a few days before Al Capone was released from prison in 1939. Like a lot of young men in uniform, Butch took on the grave responsibility in the days following Pearl Harbor and became the leader of a flight squadron. On February 20th, 1942, Butch's fighter was alone in the air when a wave of 9 Japanese bombers swooped down on the USS Lexington. And as his Medal of Honor citation put it, "Without hesitation, alone and unaided, he repeatedly attacked this enemy formation at close range in the face of intense combined machine gun and cannon fire, one of the most daring, if not the most daring, single actions in the history of combat aviation." President Roosevelt personally congratulated Butch for his Medal of Honor. Butch then spent more than a year as what amounted to a poster boy for the war effort, making appearances that helped inspire enlistments and sell war bonds by talking about the mission that had risked his life. But Butch also knew that the men he flew with were still risking their lives, so he asked to go back to war. On the night of November 26, 1943, Butch led one of the first ever nighttime fighter missions launched from an aircraft carrier. A Japanese bomber fired at him from behind, his plane hit the ocean in the darkness, and to this day, the aircraft of Lieutenant Commander Edward Butch O'Hare has not been found. Many American airports are named after politicians: LaGuardia, Kennedy, Reagan, Hartsfield, Jackson. Occasionally, they're also named for celebrities like John Wayne or Louis Armstrong. Millions of passengers are expected to move through O'Hare International Airport this Memorial Day weekend, and most will be unaware or not remember for whom it is named. He was a 29-year-old flyer. He had a wife, a daughter, and his whole life ahead of him. His Navy Cross citation gives us some more perspective. "The President of the United States of America takes pride in presenting the Navy Cross posthumously to Lieutenant Commander Edward Henry Butch O'Hare, United States Navy, for extraordinary heroism in operations against the enemy while serving as a pilot of a carrier-based Navy fighter plane in Flighter Squadron 2. Attached to the USS Enterprise and deployed over Tarawa in the Gilbert Islands, in action against enemy Japanese forces on 26 November 1943. When warnings were received of the approach of a large force of Japanese torpedo bombers, Lieutenant Commander O'Hare volunteered to lead a fighter section of aircraft from his carrier, the first time such an operation had been attempted at night, in order to intercept the attackers. He fearlessly led his three-plane group into combat against a large formation of hostile aircraft and assisted in shooting down 2 Japanese airplanes and dispersing the remainder. Lieutenant Commander O'Hare's outstanding courage, daring airmanship, and devotion to duty were in keeping with the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service. He gallantly gave his life for his country."
The scripture Lector Kelvin, that was Uncle Kelvin. Lector Kelvin read from John 15. What characterizes an abiding branch? And in that passage, that word abide is used some 10 times, which, by the way, the word a branch, like a branch on an olive tree, is a picture of Israel. And so when John, this is part of the upper room discourse, the last verse of chapter 14, Jesus says, "Arise, let us go from this place," with the disciples that are probably, I can picture them walking through Jerusalem, and up on the temple, there were vines as part of the decorations. But what characterizes an abiding branch? Well, in that brief passage, some of the words that come up several times: bearing fruit, love, joy, obedience, friendship, being chosen or appointed, prayer. So what does that have to do with Memorial Day? Well, you heard the story of Butch O'Hare, Navy flyer, and the familiar verses, what is greater love? We on this day or this weekend celebrate that greater love, the ultimate sacrifice by our U.S. Armed Forces men and women. But just bear with me on some of those terms from John 15. Bearing fruit, the mission that was required to preserve our freedoms. Love. Jesus also said, do not love the world or the things of the world. A love of country. And I'm thankful for all the veterans we have in this church family. But the love of country that drove men and women to do what they did and do for our country. Joy. Our joy may be full. Okay, maybe it's not quite the same as duty, but going to serve was a duty for veterans. Obedience. Jesus said, we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. The discipline of the military and what you men and women that have served had to go through in boot camp elsewhere. Friendship. Jesus says, he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. And that is something veterans, combat, especially combat veterans, they are fighting for their comrades, the friendship right there on the front lines. Being chosen and appointed. Any of you drafted or volunteer, but serving, we're going to get you to serve some one way or the other. And then prayer. You've heard it said that there are no atheists in foxholes. And so just for us on this weekend, our prayer should be one, recognizing, of course, our country. But then like Jesus with his disciples and as Butch O'Hare's Navy Cross said, he gallantly gave his life for his country. Some of you may know the name Nathan Hale. He was a spy that was sent by Washington to spy out New York and was captured. And as the British were about to kill him, would you like to say something? And Nathan Hale allegedly said, I regret that I have but only one life to lose for my country. How much more should we as Christians recognize that greater war, the enmity, the hatred of combat, war, or in the Bible, sin, by which we do not have peace with God? We need reconciliation because a holy, just God is rightfully angry at sin. And that's why that greater sacrifice, because we were dead and in bondage, Jesus came, paid that price, by which now we truly have freedom. So American freedom, yes, but more importantly, the freedom from the enemy, sin. John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. General Douglas MacArthur, in his farewell speech at West Point in 1962, said, the soldier, above all other men, is required to practice the greatest act of religious training, sacrifice. In battle and in the face of danger and death, he discloses those divine attributes which his maker gave when he created man in his own image. no physical courage, and no brute instinct can take the place of the divine help which alone can sustain him. However horrible the incidents of war may be, the soldier who is called upon to offer and give his life for his country is the noblest development of mankind. And so this weekend, this service, we pause to remember from where our freedom comes, not only as Americans temporally, but the freedom from sin eternally in Christ Jesus. 1 John 3:16, by this we know love, because he has laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. I would ask you all please to rise for the playing of taps.